Butler, Glendale, California, June 22, 1905. Dear Brother Butler, we are seeking to bring up the work in this field to a higher standard by presenting the necessity of every man learning of Jesus Christ, the great teacher. We need to pray much and to urge upon the people that God has given to every man his work. It is sad to think that many who profess to be Christians are not Christ-like. Light is closely associated with life. If we have not light from the Son of Righteousness, we cannot have life. If we know not the truth of the Word, how can we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? The prayer of Christ is, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." At this stage of our history, we need to put stress upon this statement. This prayer was offered in our behalf, as well as for the disciples who were then with Christ. "Neither pray I for these alone," he said, "but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." John 17, verse 17 to 20. Many should be engaged in opening the Scriptures to unbelievers, who are to be educated by the words spoken by those who believe the truth. This is a work the importance of which seems to be but feebly understood. There are many who should be consecrated to the Lord through the sanctification of the truth. We are not doing 1/100th part of what we should be doing as believers in Christ. The Word of God is to be proclaimed in every place. Men and women are to be made holy through a knowledge of this Word. Christ is the light of the world, shining amidst the moral darkness. He came to bring to men the principles of heaven. But those to whom he came would not receive his words. In the place of feeling that they were highly favored in being chosen to receive the light so mercifully and graciously given, they comprehended and received it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This John did not claim to be the light. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. John 1, verse 6, 8. He was not to take Christ's place, but was to point all men to the light. No human being can take the position of Christ, but all can give the message, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Verse 29. This is the work of every minister of the gospel. He is not to attach the sympathies of the people to himself. In all the work that he does in the Master's service, he is to lift the people's sympathies above himself to Christ. The crucified one is to be presented before the people in his true office, and they are to be told that from him alone can they gain the strength that will enable them to overcome evil.